You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
So we know Nicodemus was in Jerusalem. Nicodemus, some people say he was a follower of Christ. Absolutely. He was in the Gospel of John. He was a Pharisee, Jewish Pharisee, member of the Sanhedrin. That's the Jewish council. If you watch The Chosen, you see him highly depicted in there. It's pretty interesting. But he was in Jerusalem at the time of the crucifixion. Would he have been there? We don't know. But if he was, he would have heard Jesus utter the word tetelestai, which means it is finished. He would have seen the spear enter Jesus' chest cavity. And when it did, he would have seen the blood and water flow out, which is also what happens at birth. And he would have known Psalm 22:14, my heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast, which points to the Messiah. I think that's the moment Nicodemus would have known, that's how I'm born again. You think? I'm putting the pieces together. It's pretty amazing. When I think of Nicodemus, I see him kneeling at the cross, face to the dirt, tears, snot, hands held high. No, I can't prove it. But how could he not? Scripture records that Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took down the body of Jesus, which means that one of them reached up and closed Jesus' eyes.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
In all seriousness, I think I would count coffee as one of my blessings. I had a cup of coffee. You know, normally I just have a cup of coffee, black coffee, in the morning for breakfast. And then a little bit later on, I'll have one, right? But ordering coffee can be very hard when you're out and about, okay? And for instance, I come up to the barista, yes, you know, and I'd like to have a latte. And then the question is going to come back, what kind of milk, what kind of cream? And then I would say, the novice would say, what do you have?
So we got cow, almond, soy, rice, oat, hemp, coconut, pea, flax, raw, cashew, macadamia, hazelnut, walnut, pecan, pistachio, peanut, sunflower, goat, buffalo, sheep, camel, yak, horse, reindeer, donkey, seal, rhino, wallaby, pigeon, evaporated, powdered, cereal of the day.
What is it?
Kix.
Never mind, go on.
Organic, antibiotic-free, cage-free, grass-fed, pasture-raised, non-GMO, fair trade, locally sourced, farm-to-table, wild-caught, sustainable, biodynamic, preservative-free, all-natural, old grain, gluten-free, keto-friendly, artisanal, unprocessed, unrefined, single origin, ethically sourced, cruelty-free, from a single well-adjusted cow in Iowa named Barb. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, chocolate and strawberry, vanilla and strawberry. Whoa. Banana, chocolate, banana, vanilla and banana.
Strawberry and banana?
No. Never mind, go on. Skim 2%, whole half and half, whipping cream, sour cream, mayonnaise, cottage cheese, cream cheese, a lovely triple creme de coco served on a crostini with orange peel and dunked into your coffee. Expired.
Well... On with the show.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Oh, you look like a man who could use more coffee.
The Sound of Life.
So last night, the NCAA crowned the men's champion, UConn, again. No, I mean, I'm sure he'd very likely be a UConn fan, being from this part of the country. Dan Hurley certainly created a dynasty there. Everywhere he goes, he has made a very championship ball club, and I have a feeling it just seems like the Hurley family, from the father and the two sons, they were just kind of destined to be coaches. You know, Dan Hurley, when he came out of college, he didn't go to pros or anything. He just went right into coaching. It's pretty cool. And obviously, since the game came on at my bedtime, I didn't see the basketball game. I just saw the score. But I happen to know that there was a fascinating history. Just for a moment, just listen to this historian. His name is Paul. And the first basketball game played over in Massachusetts, of course, James Naismith, 30 years old he was. And he came up with 13 rules for a game to be played in the gym. First one completed on December 21st in 1891.
By the time that the class and the game had ended, just one person made a shot. The final score of the first basketball game was 1-0. To the students who played the game and to Naismith, however, it was a success. The students loved the thrill and challenge and creative possibilities of the game. Naismith loved those parts too. But there was something else about it that he loved. For him, it represented the very reason he was at the YMCA training school in the first place. He enrolled in the new college out of a belief that sports and physical education could be a place for spiritual formation. On his application to the school, he was asked to describe the role that he would be training for, and he described it this way: to win men for the master through the gym. When Naismith created basketball then, the game was part of this much larger vision. Inspired by his Christian faith, nurtured at a Christian college, shaped by Christian ideas, and distributed around the world through a global Christian network. Basketball was profoundly influenced by Christianity.
Helping you focus through the morning fog. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
This is really illustrates. I don't know if you've ever rescued anything, especially from the side of the road, especially in the animal category. I must say, you know, you hear about children that bring home a stray dog and it turns out to be a baby deer or a wolf or a coyote or something, you know. That's happened before, you know, riding in the back of the car. Yeah, Nanny's got a little dog. You know, no, that's not. But this one, bless her heart. I mean, this is the cutest story. It's from Cheshire, England. And this woman rescued what she believed to be an abandoned baby hedgehog. Is there anything cuter than that? She brought the animal to the hospital the next day, concerned because it hadn't moved or, well, pooped all night. Hadn't done anything all night. She saw it on the side of the road. You know, she barely peeked at it because she didn't want to stress it out. Of course, she did everything so well. How would you like to be the veterinarian that has to inform this wonderful woman, rescuer she is, that what she actually rescued? And do you know how hard it is to do this without busting a gut? I mean, they must have been standing there going, just biting their tongues. Well, she actually rescued a pom-pom from the top of a beanie hat. That's what she rescued. That's, I'm making that up. She just did everything so well. And the animal hospital praised her for her good intentions by saying, remember, and they did this on social media, so it's out all over the world, and people like me know about it. Remember, kindness knows no bounds, even when it's to a fake furry friend.
Got that right.
Yeah.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
I got something I want you to hear. Last night, in case you didn't know, the NCAA men's tournament wrapped up with the champion, UConn, again. Okay, so they're officially a dynasty, right? You win two in a row nowadays, man. I mean, that's now in this era, you win two in a row. That's a big deal. And it is a big deal. It's hard to do. Very hard to do. They got an incredible team. They have an incredible coach from a coaching family, the Hurleys. I remember when Bobby Hurley played at Duke, and they won two back-to-back championships. And then he was going to go. He got drafted, of course, going to play in the pros that summer. Horrible automobile accident. And, that was, man, people were just like, wow. You know, that's I think he played some. But anyway, his brother, who graduated very successful in college, never went to the pros, just went into coaching. One of the most incredible, successful coaches. And I mean more ways than just winning, but he has incredible programs. And it's probably one of the smartest things that University of Connecticut's ever done is to hire Dan Hurley. All right? And if you saw him last night, which I did not, because they don't start at a decent time. Excuse me. I got to get up when the big hand says three. Anyway. But anyway, he was pretty cool. I just thought you'd like to hear for a few seconds talking about his faith. Yeah.
For me, when I get back in the locker room after, you know, a great victory, I find just a couple minutes to pray, you know, to pray to God and to be grateful and thankful for giving me and, you know, the team the strength. And then when you're going through the struggles, too, it's the faith, your faith in God that gets you through the tough times. So whether it's good times or bad times, you know, your faith in Jesus Christ is what's going to be your rock.
The Sound of Life.
This is very serious. This is really cool. Alice thought of this. God, wait a minute. Hold on. It was about the attributes I've got. There it is. Lee did this. Lee Anderson. You belong to a patient God. Not a hurry up and fix yourself, God, but a be still and let me heal you, God. Not a why do you keep doing this, God, but a God who gives you the keys to break the cycle. God is patient, and he is pleased to take his time with you.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.